LA Talk Radio thanks you for being a listener. Did you know you too can host your own radio show with us? Go to our site at latalkradio.com or email info@latalkradio.com right now and start your show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Radio Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. I am TJ Jackson, and with me I have my two brothers, Terrell, Taj.
What's up?
Hello!
That was Taj.
You don't want to claim that? No.
But not only do I have my two brothers, I have someone who's like a son to me. I don't know what to describe him, but that's Evan. Evan Singletary is with us today, our favorite college student.
Hola.
What's up, Evan? How you doing, man?
I'm good.
So, Evan, we like Evan being on the show because he provides a younger mentality. Even though we all think we're young, we're getting up there in age, right, Taj and Terrell?
Yo,
that's what I heard.
That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
We can't help it, but that's how it goes.
All right. Well, we are live. By the way, I'm feeling good today. Don't know why. Yeah, you know what it is? It's the rain.
It's the rain.
I don't know why it's raining in Southern California.
It's been so hot.
On August 2nd.
And now that it's cool, yeah.
But I love it. All right, but we are live on the Power of Love Radio Show. So if you're listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. We are going to be opening up the phone lines. So please call us to contribute, to ask questions, to give us some feedback. That number is 323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. Now, as we always do, we are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we've learned from it. Saying that, we like to share our input. We like to share our experiences with you to help you overcome or get through what you're going through. But again, saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not rely on us.
Do not.
That's right.
Do not.
Only on us, yeah.
Yes, only on us. So today's going to be a cool show because what I like about today is we're going to talk about positivity. You know, Taj and Terrell came up with this topic, so we kind of married it together. And I actually answered a tweet with this topic a couple days ago, so I thought it was perfect. You know, you guys, I'm very proud of my young students. they're getting it, guys. They're getting it, listeners. I could see the growth in their skill, and I'm just proud of them. So good job, fellas. Anyway, Terrell, do you want to talk about your week first?
My week was it was a good week. Still working out. I have to be honest, don't jump on me, but I am feeling a little bit tired. I don't feel like I have the energy. However, I changed my diet. I'm not eating as much. I'm trying to cut out meat.
Ooh. Mm.
I haven't had red meat since I was like 11, 12. But I haven't really had a lot of chicken this year, and I'm kind of going off for turkey as well. I don't eat a lot of fish because we don't like fish. So I haven't had a lot of meat. But the problem is there's not really many alternatives. It's all salads and stuff.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking of just going straight salads and grilled chicken for literally 20 days. I'm thinking of going no salt, no sugar.
Hmm. What happened? Can I make days? That?
No.
No.
Not at all. For 2 days.
You can.
But there's salt in everything.
That's the problem. That's what I'm hearing. There's sodium in
there's
everything.
No, unless you're going to make
you're
it
gonna
yourself,
miss the
which
flavor.
You're not going to do.
Problem.
Yeah. But I'm going to really try the mentality of just eating to satisfy.
For energy.
For the humanity.
Eating to live.
Just eating to live.
Not living
not
to eat.
Exactly.
Lemon is your friend. By the way,
lemon.
Yeah, it adds flavor to
it. And it has no salt and no sugar. Well, it has natural sugar, right?
it's just your friend. It helps digest, too. It helps digest stuff.
Wonderful advice from my oldest brother. It's just your friend.
You don't need to know the details. Just know that lemon is your friend, okay?
Tom, so, what do you have lemon with?
What? With water, a lot.
Huh. So, all right. So, interesting choice of a diet. I actually, 2 days ago, like I said, was thinking about doing
it's
that.
It's tough, though.
It is tough.
There's so many documentaries.
When are you going to try it?
I've been pretty good. I haven't had a lot of chicken.
Okay.
The only chicken I have is at, you know, our spot. But I haven't even had it there. I've only been there once.
Okay.
So I maybe had chicken maybe 5 times this whole year. No lie.
Yeah, that's not bad. I've had a lot more.
But I've had turkey.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to slowly.
Well,
But I don't know if that's a good thing because I'm starting to feel tired, but it could be because of my sleep.
Yeah, it's also probably the weather, too. Taj Jackson, how was your week?
Good. I don't remember.
What movie? Let's start with the movie.
I don't think
you saw Atomic Blonde.
Yeah, but that was...
You saw it last time week. We talked about
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay, so anything else? Great. All right, Taj.
Yeah, nothing else is going on. Game of Thrones, but... You know.
How was it this year?
I loved Game of Thrones.
It got too complicated for me.
I love that show. That show is right up my alley.
Do you follow along? Do you have notes when you're watching it? Because that's what lost me. I like the show.
You know,
so
I actually
confusing.
Have to go on the internet, and there's some shows that actually discuss... to put the pieces together, and there's also shows that have summaries
of
the seasons before, so we watched those so we knew what kind
on
of
on YouTube
on YouTube
I'm gonna tell you
what's happened
problems,
so far because otherwise
because we have kids
yeah.
we don't have time for
no.
that extra step
no well and I've been playing no but that's very important
we don't have time for that step.
I've been playing Drake Uncharted.
Still?
I keep calling it Drake. Oh, yeah, exactly. Still, right?
I thought you were saying I've been playing Drake in the car.
Oh, the music. No.
I'm like, Drake?
Uncharted, the video game.
So great.
And I've been playing it, Tosh, since November?
Yeah.
The first one.
I finally cleared it. Now, the problem is I don't remember the storyline. So I'm about to start number two.
Wait, it's fine.
You cleared the first one, but you don't remember the storyline?
Not really.
When did you clear the first one?
I cleared 4 days ago. But so I don't remember. I remember the ending, but I don't remember.
Oh, you don't know. Okay.
It's like knowing the end of the movie, but forgetting the beginning parts.
Well, so I'm sure you could YouTube that one.
That's what I was going to do. I'm going to watch YouTube. I'm going to assume there's like a five minute thing, and then I'm going to start the second one.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you're right, Terrell. It's when you don't have time, it's tough.
Just don't have time.
And when you have kids too, your mind wanders a lot, so you don't really get to understand.
You're all over the place.
But yeah. Okay. Evan, your week.
Pretty normal. I don't have kids, but I don't have time for TV or video games.
Working out?
Just a lot of workouts, getting ready for school to start soon. So
when does school start?
School starts end of September.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of other schools
are
going back right now.
I feel like they keep
pushing it back. Yeah,
exactly. For UCs, we start late.
It hasn't always
been like
that, have they?
No.
Jeez.
You ready?
We start later. Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. My week.
No one asked. But
yeah,
go ahead.
We didn't ask.
Drum roll, please. This is the highlight of the show. My week, you know what? Let's just start about today. I just dropped my phone, my iPhone.
Did you crack it?
Oh, yeah. Look at it.
All right.
So it's shattered pretty good. So I got to go get that fixed. But I got it fixed about 2 months ago, and the sensor was never the same. The
what was that thing that I saw
sensitivity?
On your screen? Wasn't there like a, what was it, a dot or something?
No, it was like a soft blur.
Right.
And a certain spot. So I wanted to get it fixed anyway, so now I have a real
incentive. The universe told you to get it fixed now.
Yeah. Made no choice.
Yeah.
So that and Uncharted and then I finally got to go through my guitar magazines, which I have a lot.
Oh my gosh.
I have so many and I love them. I love them. I love them. I haven't really been able to play guitar like I've been wanting to, but I'm excited to put everything together and get more time to play. So
interesting.
Yeah, but my week was pretty good. Okay, that was our week.
Yes.
Presented by the D.D. Jackson Foundation.
If you wanted to know.
That's pretty much
if you wanted to know. But that was pretty much our week in a nutshell. Nothing too exciting. But Taj, you and Terrell came up with similar topics, so let's get right into it. What's the topic at hand?
The topic of hand is staying positive in a negative environment. And my contribution to the topic was basically I was watching The View 2 weeks ago.
Great show.
And they were talking about people that kind of are negative to you in terms of you have aspirations and they kind of crush them. So dream crushers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it could be a teacher that tells you you're not going to do this. You know, you're not going to be good enough to do this. Or it can be a spouse, you know. Those are the... And somehow the more significant the person is, the worse it is in terms of crushing your dream. And I was just curious in terms of... Because I know that, like, we've had people like that, but curious if, like, the listeners have had people that, like, whether it was a spouse or a teacher that said, you're not going to be able to do this. And did it inspire you? Because they were... The people in the viewers, one of them said that it actually inspired her to prove the person wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that... So it added fuel, like, I'm going to show you. And others said it killed their dream, basically. Because it was someone so close to them that it literally killed their dream. And so I think that that's something so powerful. Your words are always so powerful anyway. But the closer you are to people, that impacts them. And so I was just curious with listeners because, you know, we've taken calls and certain listeners have said that they've had a negativity around them that have told them they can't do this or they can't or they don't believe in them and this and that. And they've had other people that have cheerleaded it. So I was curious to hear from the listeners. But it is. I think it's one of the worst things you can do is kill someone's dream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter what it is, like you laugh at it or, you know, it's like it could do a lot of damage.
So, Terrell, do you want to, first of all, Taj, well done, not necessarily just with the topic, but I was listening to see how many times you said, you know, and I don't even know if you said it. So congratulations.
Now I'm going to say it.
You really are growing as a host. And
Not really.
I'm proud of you.
Not really.
Congratulations.
I'll throw some in.
Terrell, did he pretty much nail the topic as you saw it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
He did pretty good.
So listeners, if you're listening to us right now, call in with any stories you have where you had to overcome, you had to get through someone, whether it was a teacher, a mentor, a parent, a sibling, a friend who was telling you you should probably give up or you shouldn't be doing that or you're not good at that.
It's not for you.
It's not for you. Call in. Let us know how you responded to it. And if you continue to move forward, what got you over the edge? What helped you get through, you know? Because like you said, Taj, we give a lot of weight to the ones who are closest to us, to their words. So it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easier said than done. So what is it that helped you get through it? Do you guys have any personal experiences you want to share
while
we let callers call in?
Real quick, Bill Galvez.
Yeah.
It's his birthday today. Happy birthday,
Happy birthday, Bill.
Bill. But at your 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
We're talking about basketball. And I think it was around the time where the news hit that Jimmy Butler, he was on Chicago. He's an all-star. He was just traded to Minnesota. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because Bill told me a little bit about Jimmy Butler and his childhood growing up. And I don't know exactly, but from what he told me, and you guys can look this up, basically his mother was dating somebody at the time. And I guess the person she was dating said, pick between one of us has got to go. It's either me or him.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. And I'm just looking at something. Basically, he said, she kicked him out of the house and left him with these words, I don't like the look of you. You got to go.
Mm.
That's coming from his mother.
Mm.
And
she said that too.
To Jimmy Butler.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she said this to the...
No, that's what's so crazy about this story.
So
that's why I'm bringing it up, because it's on topic. That's coming from your mom. And you guys can read about this. I actually didn't do too much research on it, unfortunately. But it goes on to just... He says don't... When they were writing about it, he didn't want it to be a pity story. You know, I don't want people to feel sorry for me. He's like, this is something that made me who I am today. And he went on, you know, to find basketball, and that was his fuel for success.
Wow.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I didn't know that at the time when
that,
I was talking to
him. That example is like the strongest example we'll probably hear. But thanks for sharing that.
So there's two ways, like Taj was saying, there's two ways you can go with it. It can crush you, or it can inspire you and motivate you.
Because now he's one of the best players in the world.
He's incredible.
And he wasn't even drafted high. He's exceeding his expectations. But thanks for that story. We're going to take a phone call. Who do we have? I believe it's Alicia, right?
Hi, this is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. How you doing?
Hi, Alicia.
I'm good. How are you?
We're great.
Doing well. What you got for us, Alicia?
I'm calling about the topic.
Yes.
That I've had my mother tell me growing up that I couldn't really do things because of my physical disability. And I would always try to disprove her, because how do you tell your child that they can't do something when they know that they can?
Mm-hmm.
And that you're not really in that situation, so you don't really know what you can do. And I know that she's probably trying to help, but it really wasn't very helpful. And she's even keeps doing that to this day. So I just try to rise above it and do what I know that I can do and not listen to what other people tell me.
Wow. So, well, good for you, Alicia. That's the first thing. And I think, you know, I don't know you too well, and I don't know your mother at all, but I have a strong inclination that she's trying to come from a good place. I think we all, oftentimes, we as parents, or we as best friends, or we as siblings, want to help the person. Sometimes we just don't know how we're coming across. My question for you is, what age did this start for you? Like, how old were you when she started saying, you can't do this, or you won't be able to do that?
I was really young, probably around 9, 10 years old.
And then when did you start kind of did you ignore it when you were around that age, or did it have weight on you? And if it did have weight on you, when did you stop giving those kind of words power and start going for everything?
It did have weight on me. Because as you were saying earlier, you know, when somebody that's closest to you, you take that into consideration. It goes down deep.
Mm.
And so, you know, I would hear that and it would bring me down, and I would be thinking, well, if she's saying this, then maybe there's some truth to it, but I would rebel against it.
Mm.
Because, you know, I just really wanted to be like other people. Like, for instance, I remember one time I was trying to make my bed, and she would tell me that I couldn't do it because I needed two hands to do that, and she would do it for me. But then when I got older and I would need to do it myself, then, you know, I had to use what I had.
Mm-hmm.
But then she would criticize me because it wasn't done right, but she hadn't taught me how to do it. Do it myself. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, well, you know, if you had taught it to me when I asked, then we wouldn't be having this problem.
Mm. Mm.
So,
can I? Yeah. Did you want to say something?
No.
Can I ask you, Alicia, what is your disability?
I have cerebral palsy.
Okay. Well, I first of all, I commend you for being so open, and I commend you for your strength. I think everyone can do everything. I really do. You know, even to the point where I tell my kids all the time that you could do everything, and they're even challenging me, you know. They start to challenge you. I can't fly, though. And it's like they got me in a place, but it's like I'll never give in, you know. But you know what, Alicia, I think also it's kind of formed who you are, and it kind of formed your strength. And so you, I hope you don't look at it as, you know, any type of negativity at this point. You got to just pick up the pieces and realize that made you stronger and tougher. Kind of like what Terrell was saying about mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler. You got to use everything and see the positive out of it. You know?
Right.
So, all right, you guys have anything else for Alicia?
No, I think it's just great that persistence and just not taking no for an answer, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard as parents, you know. I'm sure she's trying to come from a place of love. But at the same time, we have to be careful as parents because we can put
our weight can project. Strong. Our words are strong.
Our very words, strong. Not only our words are strong, but you know, everybody has their own set of rules and beliefs, and we have to be careful with that because you can pass that on to your child, and those beliefs and rules and guidelines and boundaries, you know, those are ones that you created yourself, so you can't put them on your kids because they don't need to have those boundaries. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's like society. Will
yeah, it's
give
like
them
if
enough.
I'm scared of heights, it's not fair for me to pass that on to my kid because that's a me issue.
Yeah. Alicia, thank you. Was there anything else you wanted to contribute, Alicia?
I think I just basically what you guys were saying. Like, I try to not I try to stay as positive as I can always.
Mm-hmm.
And when I when a roadblock like that does come along, I just try to move above it. And I think that's my message. Just if you've got anything like that in your life, or anyone like that in your life, just even just try to talk to them to explain the situation that you want to at least try, even if it doesn't work. You know, at least have that option.
We all deserve to try. You know, we all deserve to try.
Yeah.
Alicia, I can't thank you enough. We love you, and thanks for all your support. You've been a strong supporter of us, and we appreciate it, and we thank you. And please continue to listen, and God bless you, okay?
Thank you.
Take care,
thank
Alicia.
You. Take care.
You too. Bye.
What an inspiration.
Yeah.
That's tough. You know, especially hearing that it's coming from her mother, you know.
Yeah.
Those are situations that are unfortunate, and you know, it's not. Fortunately, I haven't been put in a situation like that, but it's hard. You can't just kick them to the curb. Yeah. You know, it's your family.
You got to be strong. It's easier said than done, mm-hmm. but it's a very powerful thing. And I said it, but I think it's kind of made her stronger and more resilient.
Definitely.
You know, so. You got to kind of take any type of negativity and make it a positive.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, this is Daniel. I'm calling from Tarzana, California.
How are you?
Hey.
Good to hear from you.
Good. I really love your show. You know, my story is a little different. When I grew up, I felt like my parents never really pushed me towards. You know, as a kid, I would say, I want to do this, I want to do that. And they were just like, you know, indifferent. Yeah, that's great. It's fine. And I never felt like they were pushing me. So I kind of failed at school. And of course, you know, after high school, I had to go back and redo a lot of the tests. And I did get to the university and get my bachelor, but I always felt like they weren't pushing me enough. And now that I'm a parent, I have an 8-year-old, and I, of course, encourage her to do whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I feel like I'm pushing her too much, you know, like sometimes, you know how kids are. Yeah, I want to start doing this, and then they give up after 2 months. And I'm like, why are you giving up? You know, I bought you a recorder, I bought you a guitar, I'm encouraging you to do, you know, art or draw comics. And they're like, oh, I'm, you know, moving to the next thing. And I feel like I'm pushing her too much and not just letting her, you know, maybe pursue, you know, whatever she wants. What do you think? I know some people tell me, well, she's 8. She's too young for that anyway.
Yeah. Daniel, here's my perspective on that. Terrell and I probably, we're smiling over here because we can relate with you. I have a lot of kids, but he has a 9-year-old and I have a 9-year-old. So when you talked about your 8-year-old daughter, that's who I thought of. And my take is this. I think you got to just try a lot of different things. As a parent, we owe it to our kids to expose them to a lot of activities and a lot of hobbies. And you got to find the one that they gravitate to, the ones that make them the most happy, and the ones that kind of come easy to them. You know, and then I think at that point, I think there's nothing wrong with a healthy push from a parent as long as, very important, as long as it never jeopardizes your love. I know it won't jeopardize, but from their viewpoint, you can't yell at them, you can't call them stupid, you can't say how could you not do this. Nothing that could jeopardize they must know that you always love them. But it's okay for a parent to give them a push. It's okay to say it's going to take a lot of work if you want to be great at this. You know, the best in the world work really hard, but I believe in you. I think those words are so powerful for a parent. And there's nothing wrong with pushing your kids. Just find something that they love, and not something that you love, but something they love and something that they're pretty good at.
I think TJ said it best, because I think at least with us as well, it's and I don't have any kids right now, but I'm very observant. And I think that what you have to find is also what the child, like the burning passion that they have in them. Like for us, it was music. And whenever we would get in trouble, the first thing my mom would threaten is to take our music away. Mm-hmm. And because she knew we loved it so much. And it was never my dad pushing music. I think that was the difference. If my dad had pushed it, maybe it might have been a different story. But because my mom knew that we loved music, and we were kind of pushing her to do music as opposed. So it's finding that thing that they push you to do. Yeah. I mean, you know, in terms of that, where if they have to do it, and or else, you know, they.
But I'm going to say one more thing too, Daniel, because I've had kids that are now in their college years. So I the one thing I'm going to stress for you is to not only. It's to make sure your child has a hobby. Make sure they're doing something, whether it's piano, whether it's dancing, whether it's basketball. Make sure they're doing something, because when they start turning 11, 12, 13, society will give them something to do. And it's something you're probably not going to want, whether it's just hanging out at the malls and, you know, getting in trouble. You want to keep them busy. You want to keep them active and busy and working towards something. It's not only good for them as little kids, but it's good for their confidence.
And so, well-rounded.
And well-roundedness. So yeah. I appreciate your phone call, Daniel. Terrell, did you want to add anything else?
Yeah, I had I was just obviously because I Bryce and Adrian. When it comes down to it, I think it's all about tools. You know, whether it's piano lessons, for me, it's baseball. I think there's certain things that, as parents, that we want our children to do. Not only, you know, Bryce, I don't care if he wants to be a baseball player, Bryce and Adrian, but it's more, for me, it's more about the concept of learning about teamwork and about not giving up and winning and learning how to deal with losing. Those are all important tools. That's all life. And that's what I teach not only my son, but all the kids that I coach. That's why I love baseball so much. You know, you build friendships and things. And those, that's why it's like, it's good to have those things. As far as giving someone a push, I got, Bryce has a drum set, and he's had them for several years. And I still haven't gotten him drum lessons, you know, consistently, because that's something I want him. He plays a lot. He enjoys it, but it's not something I'm forcing on him. I want him to come to me and say, "Dad, I really want to, you know, get into drums," because I don't ever want him to feel, because I did music and my brothers do music and our family does music, that he has to do music. I want him to find what he loves. He may want to do music, but not as a profession, and that's perfectly fine with me. So I'll support him, but I won't force him or push him in something that I want to do. Yeah. Because that's my life, not his.
And I can attest to that, because my family's a big football family. Mm-hmm. And as you guys all know, I run track. Mm-hmm. I can't stand football. So for my dad not to push football, my dad and my uncles not to push football on me, and they're totally fine with me running track, that was really big for me, because I always felt like I had to do football. And I did football 1 year, and I wanted to quit in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. And my dad said, "No, you can't quit. But after this season, you don't have to ever play again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's something you've got to finish." Yeah. So that's cool. I can attest to that.
Wow.
I love it. Daniel, you got anything else for us?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
You're the man. Hey. Thank you so much, Daniel, for calling in, and thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Take care, buddy.
That's great.
Yeah, Evan, I love you sharing that story, too, because you also have a brother who's, what, is he 2 years older?
Three years
older, but who played football.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you came from a football family with an older brother who played football for a big team, high school team, yet you probably didn't want to play football.
Not at all.
I can see that. They're seeing how fast he is. They're like, "Can't you just put a football in one of those hands and just do the same thing?"
No, but I think that's key is, you know, And I like that. I know that's a little bit off of our topic, but I like that as a parent, the key is you just got to support.
Yes.
You know, support. Don't, you're not the dictator. Our job is to support our loved ones, whether it's our kids, whether it's our best friends, whether it's our brothers, whether it's our sisters, we got to support them. So we have to be careful with what words we use, but we also have to be careful with what body language we're giving and what we're forcing. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was cool. Todd, do you have anything? Cool.
Yeah, I was just looking on the internet, and there's certain famous people now that were, you know, that kind of fill in with the story. Shakira, basically,
singer
Shakira, was told by her music teacher she didn't make the choir at a Catholic school, and the teacher said, "You can't be in the school choir. You sound like a goat."
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that was a music teacher telling Shakira.
Yeah, that was a music teacher telling Shakira at that point. There's an Albert Einstein, who his teacher at the time said that you will never amount to anything.
Wow. I guess that teacher was a little off on that. Yeah, but, you know, we've heard Michael Jordan not making, you know, and even Markelle Fultz, who was the number one pick in this year's draft. He didn't make, I think, his varsity team until senior year, something crazy. Wow. So, you know, just, and not just for kids, but for everyone, you are the dictator of your ship, you know, and you control your outcome in a sense. And you're going to have fallbacks, you're going to have obstacles, but you got to get up and keep it moving.
Can I say something else? This is very interesting because we're all three, and Evan, you can chime in too, but we're all three on different spectrums of the report card thing. As well, because but in terms of, like, a lot of people dictate report cards as success and failure. Yeah. And I was reading the John Lennon one, where basically his teacher at Liverpool said that he believed he was hopeless. He didn't say that, but he said in his report card, "Certainly on the road to failure." You know, and that's what I'm saying, because report cards are one thing, but that doesn't determine anything in terms of it's how, you know, it's school's a hard thing because I really believe in it. Yeah. But at the same time, we put so much value on the numbers that people get.
You know what it is too, though, Taj? It's when the teachers, they color it. They can color it a certain way that can make it way more difficult for a kid and a family, really. You know, and I've learned that it's all about, I really care about the effort, you know, and I have kids that have struggled with, some kids were straight A students throughout and gave 100% effort, no problem. And then some kids struggled and didn't give the effort, and that's when it wasn't cool with me. You know, I'm all about effort. And then I have some kids that don't do so well, but they're giving every ounce of effort.
They got.
And I'm like, I almost will take that over the straight A with the effort, because it's telling them that they're not going to give up.
Yeah.
You know, they're hitting their adversary and they're still going for it. And that's huge. Yeah. So, parent, take advantage of that. You know, make sure you're always finding the positivity in your child.
So many variables when it comes to school, though.
Yeah,
it could be
a
teacher, it could be the course.
And it's beyond school. It's beyond school. And I you know, I have a parent, I'm a parent like Terrell, so I always think of the parenting aspect, but it's beyond parenting. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's your younger brother or your cousin or your best friend, you play a role in their life. And they're going through things. Everyone's going through things. So don't be that weight on them.
That negativity. Yeah.
Don't be that weight. Be that supporter. They're going through things. You got to be that supporter and help them. But you got to be a realist too. You know,
definitely.
You got to be a realist.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to be the first, you know, position or the first pick in the NBA next year's draft. You can't be telling me you could do it. Da, da, da. But you can. How would you approach that, Taj? What do you approach if someone has a dream that probably is a little out of reach?
But what's out of reach? Because, you know, there's certain things that as us as society, we say you have to look a certain way, you have to be a certain way or whatever. But there's people that buck that trend all the time. So I don't know. I mean, I think as you get older, it's harder to do it. I would start younger. You said that, you know, you wanted to be that. You should have started a long time ago in that way.
I mean, look at Steph Curry.
Oh, yeah.
How many teams passed on him?
Well, and then you got you know, and people hate him. Or I shouldn't say that, but people despise LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
LeVar Ball, the father of the Ball brothers, who's the sensation in the basketball world. But the one thing I respect about him, he drilled in his kid's head that someone's got to be better than Michael Jordan one day. Why can't it be you? So he's got his kids thinking they're the greatest things in the world, and I think that's rubbing people wrong. But to be honest, that's a support system we all could need. Yeah. You know, we all want. So, all right, we'll take another phone call. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do we have on the line with us?
This is Sequoia.
What's going on, Sequoia?
Nothing much.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Doing well. What do you got for us, Sequoia?
Well, I wanted to say how this high school, my parents never really supported anything I wanted to do. And it was like my sister and brother was my main support. Mm. But after I had graduated from high school, I really got into massage therapy, and it was like no one really supported that. Like they just kept saying, well, you can't do it because you have eczema, or like you go have to massage older people with lots of moles on their bodies and stuff. But I really wanted to do it, so I finally decided, you know what, I'm just going to ignore them and not do something I don't want to do just to please them. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to do it for myself, and now I'm glad I did that. And even though I have graduated now and waiting for my license for massage therapy, my mom still try to downplay what I want to do. I do make photo edits online and stuff, and my mom trying to say maybe that should be my main focus, be my job, and massage therapy just be a hobby. Mm. And I told her, well, I went to school for massage therapy, got student loans for it. Like, this will be my main priority.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So where's your brother and sister at now in terms of their support? Because I know you said in high school they were the big support system. Are they still there in that support system, or where are they at?
They are they still there. Like, at first when I talked about massage therapy, they both was like, nah, you shouldn't do that, cause that's so gross.
Where'd you find the inspiration to keep going? Was it a friend? Was it a teacher? What was it that kept you going in massage therapy?
It was from friends, like my friends online and from church. Like, the ministers will always pray for me, like, just to do things that make me happy and not worry about what other people tell me. And then it's like one day I just woke up and said, I know what, I'm just going to do this for me, and I'm glad I did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think
I think the most important thing is we have to do what, we have to follow our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I think that's rule number one. Because if you don't, you're always going to have that what if, you know, and you said it before, Taj,
sorry.
You said it before, we're the captains of our ship, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And we have to follow our hearts, and we have to do what makes us happy, first and foremost. We have to put ourselves first. So I think it's great that you pursued it, and you continue to pursue that.
What I love, what I'm seeing is that everyone has a support somewhere. You know, mm-hmm. it's
even if it's yourself.
Even if it's yourself,
it
you gotta
to
have
to
that. You gotta have that voice that says, "I got it. I can do this." You have to have that. What's your opinion, fellas? On if? Thank you so much for the call, Sequoia.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Take care of yourself.
And you know what?
Real quick, you too.
Oh, thank you. Just real quick, when you think about it, all great things, all records that have been broken, all inventions that are incredible, you know, somebody told them that that's not possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it so great.
Yeah.
You'll never do this. You'll never do this. No one's done that. Why are you going to do that? And then when you do it, that's what makes it so great, because no one's ever done it.
Love it. All right, who do we? We're going to take another phone call. Who do we have on the line with us?
This is Julie. I'm the lady from Arkansas that has called in a couple of times.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Carol, get some sleep, man. We love your music.
I'm trying.
Those boys need you. No, I mean, you know. And I'm one to talk. I mean, although I don't know anything about writing songs or anything. And you do not want to hear me sing. But I just wanted to call in and thank you guys for everything you do. I know a lot of people could do, I mean, just going about their business and stuff, but it's helped. I still don't like the drums at all. It's not working. They could have picked the piano, but no. And I've had a tragedy happen this weekend. I lost my best friend to a drug overdose. And I just wanted the listeners to know to please talk. It's okay to talk. You're not alone.
Love it.
So don't hold anything in. And I feel like that I let her down. And I've gone through anger this weekend, crying. Today's her birthday. She would have been 44.
Julie, 44. Why do you feel you've let her down?
I just felt like I should have been there more for her. I don't feel like I've done enough, even though I talked to her. And the last time I talked to her was Wednesday before all this happened. I mean, I told her I loved her. We've shared the birth of our children, our grandchildren. She left three boys behind. And a beautiful granddaughter that just turned one, and I just don't understand it at all.
Yeah.
And I just want people to know that it's okay to talk and they're not alone. You know, I've used my Instagram for pictures and stuff, and then I thought, you know, why not make it more, I don't know the word I'm looking for, let people know they're not alone.
Yeah.
Like anti-bullying, it's okay to talk. And, you know, because I don't know everything she was going through, and I felt like I should have really been there.
You know.
But I got so caught up in raising these grandkids that I just kind of, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
I'm trying not to cry on there.
First of all, do not blame, don't blame yourself. Don't burden that. You know, we've done shows in the past. If you want to look up one of our older shows on this exact topic, what do you do as a friend? Take a listen to that, because I don't want you to, you know, I don't want you to hurt yourself self-guilt. Any more than you need to, or with self-guilt or anything like that. At this point,
I'm surrounded by that. It's
I know. Trust me, I know.
Can't
I can only
a
imagine.
Break. I mean,
I can only
it started
imagine.
When I lost my mother, and I'm an adult and lost my mother, but it's like once you lose your mother, which you guys can relate, it's like your whole world just kind of flips.
It's numb.
Yeah.
It's numb.
And now I'm 48, which is freaking me out because I'm almost half of 100. But I'm thankful to God for every day.
Yeah.
This fall, I'll be starting nursing school, which is a big journey.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm juggling raising these grandkids and being a grandmother and a mother to them.
So
the loss, and it's just.
You just got to be that strength, that source of strength for them. And as we've said many times in the past, you can't forget about yourself. You know, you got to make sure you're happy and you're getting everything you need to be the strongest source for them.
I swear I could write a song. If I could write songs, I could be one of those country singers that's got the tear in their beer kind of person.
Hey, you should write. You never know.
That's why there's people like you that can do that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
Surprised.
Yeah.
You do these music therapy classes at these Boys and Girls Club. And these
I'm all for music therapy. I've got CDs out the wall. I've even got records. Do you guys know what records are?
Yeah, of course. But you know what?
I have an 8-track for crying out loud. I think that's telling a little bit too much about my age there.
No, but you know what, Julie? Really? You can still write. Even if, I've never heard you sing, but even if you're not a strong singer, there's some great Hall of Fame writers who can't even sing.
Lyricists, yeah.
They can't even. They're not even in tune. They're not on pitch. But they can write. So don't be afraid to write for the benefit of
just
the therapeutic route,
therapeutic.
But also for your creative. You know, and it'll give you some fulfillment as a person. So if that's what you're into, do it. You know, and you're going through
a
lot.
And the kids, I've kind of got them into that whole thing. Let's write your stuff down, you know. Let's listen to a song. No, Nicki Minaj, but let's listen to some songs. But, you know, I kind of tend to, and I did this whole 2017. I hate you, PJ. Really. I hate the gym. I don't even know what my body's like. Stay with it. You're not like 18 anymore.
Stay with it.
But man, I lost 80 pounds. But woo.
But there you go.
But no, I just wanted the listeners to know. I mean, I wasn't going to call in, and I was like, no, I just want people to know it's okay to talk.
That's great.
Well, I don't care if you have to, like the guys at the Boys and Girls Club can talk to you. They have to have somebody to talk to, and it's okay to talk.
Yes.
I love it.
And I'm just miserable. And I also needed to ask, is it ddjf.org to donate?
www.ddjf.org.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Take care of yourself.
Well, I will, but thank you guys for everything that you do.
Thank you.
And get some sleep, man. And post a little more, but get sleep, not at like 3 in the morning.
You hear that, right, Terrell?
Post it at 3 a.m. in the morning.
I'm on them, Julie. Thank you so much for the call.
I'll start spamming you like it is nobody's business. You're like, look at that crazy woman from Arkansas. I swear I will. I'll tag you to every picture ever. And I found some pretty embarrassing pictures, man, on the internet. Like the internet don't lie, you know. But no, I love you guys, and I really do. I thank you for everything.
Thanks for the call.
It's helped a lot, whether you know it or not. I know your fans are going to stick by you, and I'm a big fan, but I love what you do.
And these kids, as adults,
we struggle, but these kids truly need you guys.
That's right. Julie, thank you so much for the phone call. We really appreciate it. Take care of yourself.
You guys have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you.
So I think Julie's, first of all, I commend you, Julie, and I thank you for calling, because I think you nailed something that, even though we've said it many times, it could be said over and over and over and over and over, is that you're not alone. You know, if you need any type of help, if you're feeling anything that's not, doesn't feel right, speak out. Whether it's your best friend, whether it's your parent, whether it's your child, talk it out, get help. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, the strongest people are the ones who can recognize it and get help, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And life is precious. You know, we never know what others are going through. And as a friend, if you see your friend and something's off, hang out with them, you know, invite them to a movie, and just, you know, that's happened to me where I've taken a friend out and I didn't even realize it, but he's like, you know, thanks a lot for calling. I needed it, you know, and you never even knew they needed it. Yeah. So just stay connected, people. Stay connected. It's really important. All right. We're going to take one more phone call. We're close on time, but we're going to take one quick phone call. Who do we have with us?
Hello.
Who is this? You're live on the Power of Love.
Oh, hi, this is Tiffany.
What's up, Tiffany? How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are y'all?
Good. We got a couple minutes, so what do you got for us?
I'm going to try to make it as concise as possible.
All right, let's hear it.
I know you were talking about, like, positivity and, like, rising above the negativity and everything. What I wanted to speak on specifically, I could probably fill up the next 6 months talking about how I've had to overcome different things. But for this particular notch in time, I'm going to speak about how my family, with the exception of my mother and father, they're in heaven. But after my parents passed away, I currently live by myself. And I think you're well aware that I have my health issues, dialysis and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I had one cousin. I told my friend this basically over lunch a few hours ago. That, you know, I chose to stay by myself. I preferred to stay in my own house. I own my house. And my cousins were like, well, Tiffany, come stay with us. And I will tell you how they, like, flipped on me when I said, no, I would prefer. I wasn't hostile or rude or anything about it. I was just like, no, I prefer to stay at home and, you know, be to myself. And I actually had one cousin say to me, you know, I just buried my father, not even 2 weeks before this. And my cousin says, well, Tiffany, what if somebody kicks your door in and runs in and attacks you? They said nicely, kicks in, runs in, insults you and everything. And, you know, why would you tell me something traumatizing like this? I'm still aching from my father being gone. You know, that was possibly my only line of defense between me and somebody else, you know, and harming me. And then you tell me this, And when I still said, no, I still prefer to stay at home, my father died 2 years ago. I haven't heard from that particular cousin since. They haven't called to check on me. They haven't come by the house. We live literally 10 blocks apart. Mm-hmm. Never came to see about me. Nothing. And, you know, I've had several different members of my family, you know, Tiffany, why don't you stay with us? But I decline and say, no, I can do it on my own, which I have been. You know, they're like, find me. You know, I never hear from them again. I haven't heard from them again.
Well, Tiffany, we have to go soon, but what I would say is you never know what they're going through or why they're taking that stance or why they're being aggressive with you being with them. But, you know, you just take the high road, you know, let time pass and then re-reach out to them, you know. And then when it comes down to it, though, I think the situation should be addressed. I think it's something where you should kind of tell them where you were coming from. Maybe it's just a misunderstanding, you know, and that happens right. a lot. That yeah, happens a
especially
lot.
Especially with family. I think it's sometimes harder to talk to family because, you know, you're so close.
And just try to keep an open mind because sometimes the way we would do it isn't the way that others do it. So maybe they're trying to talk to you and trying to reach out in a way. It's not our way, but maybe that's what they're trying to do in some crazy, you know what I mean?
All right, I'll try to do that way, try to be, I guess, open-minded about it.
You have to. Let time do its thing and then re-reach out and connect and address it, though. Don't act like it never happened. Address it so you guys could come to a conclusion. But thanks so much for your call, Tiffany.
Wish you luck with that. Thanks, Tiffany.
All right, thank you. Take care of yourself.
We love you, too. So, I think it was a great show. And then we had some awesome calls. Thanks, you guys, for everyone who called. And Todd, were we accurate with number 50?
I think it's, yes. So I think
congratulations to...
They'll tell us if it wasn't.
Congratulations to TJ and his helpers. For episode number 50. Todd is saying this is our 50th episode. So we got to thank everyone who listened in and who's contributed to the foundation. Without you, it's not possible. We really enjoy what we're doing. We're feeling like we're doing some good, and like I've always said, and like my brothers have always said, that's probably the best feeling is giving back and making the world a little bit better, you know? So we want to thank you guys and really, really, really thank you for all your support from 3T and all the guests who have been on it and the entire D.D. Jackson Foundation, because it's not just us three. There's a foundation behind it. And from all of our hearts, we want to thank all of the listeners and everyone who's helped make this go. And, of course, LA Talk Radio, too.
Yes, exactly.
So that's pretty much it, though, you guys. That's the end of the show. Do you guys want to add anything else?
No.
Anything? Evan, thank you for coming.
Thanks, Evan. Yeah,
Of course.
Always a great surprise always and welcome. Always welcome with your youth mindset. It's always great. But we want to thank you guys. And again, if you want to learn more about the foundation, make sure to go to www.ddjf.org. And we're going to be back here next Wednesday from 1 to 2. And that's pretty much it.
All right.
Much love and peace to you all.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.